Blog Talk Radio.
Well, last night we were able through the Blog Talk to give about a couple billion praises up unto the Lord all over the world, through Africa and India, Brazil, and everywhere. We just thank God for all of you who come. We do recognize that we have leaders on the line, and we do honor all of you, approach you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. God bless all of you. Amen. Thank God for ambassadors and ambassadors elect. And for every person who's joined us today, I thank God for all our mothers, amen, who've been praying for me so diligently. And I appreciate that very, very, very much. God has blessed us in a tremendous way. We're here in Texas today. Amen. They've been treating me like a king. And I just want to thank them for all their hospitality and for all of the goodness, kindness shown to me. We were able to be here for their 40th year anniversary as a keynote speaker and a prelude for their banquet, which is coming in 2 days, and Bishop Blake will be here. And had a lot of great, great times here. God blessed us to speak on Finish. My God, the Lord Holy Ghost moved to the place, and people were determined to finish their building the cathedral here. It's beautiful, beautiful. God is blessing them in a great, great way. It was like coming home to, actually, my home church here in Texas, when we were living in Texas. Amen. So we're grateful to God for what he did. In just a few moments, I'm going to open up the line to praise reports. So get your praise report ready. We're going to do that today, praise reports, and then we're going to have prayer requests. So get them ready in the name of Jesus, and be prepared in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and kindness.
Thank you, thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We appreciate everything that you've done in us, here, there, and everywhere. God, we ask, if we're concerned about people with the compassion in our heart, we ask that you would bless people on this front line in a very gracious and wonderful and auspicious way. We thank you for what you have already done and for what you're doing right now and for what you shall do. God, we appreciate you. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody.
Nobody.
We just praise you and thank you for everything. We ask that you forgive us for everything, every transgression, and do not give grace and mercy on this line today. Every person,
you
clean this line up. Let the anointing sit on this line. Yeah. Touch every person everywhere. Thank you for all things.
Thank you.
You know what? Heal. Heal every affliction, every disease. Heal in the name of Jesus. Lift the people up in a gracious way. We ask also that you not let them leave the same way they came. We acknowledge you in every aspect, that you are our healer, that you are our savior, that you are our deliverer. Oh, God, we thank you for what you are going to do today on the line.
Lord,
I pray blessings everywhere, like the people have never seen in 2014. We need you, Lord. We really need you. Thank you for expanding our territory from 3 people to over 90 million people now. And we appreciate everything that you've done. Amen. We love you, Lord. Bless, bless, bless today in such a gracious way. Bless in the city and bless in the field. Bless everywhere. We give you the glory and all the honor that belongs to thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask all of these things. Lord, thank you for them like they already done in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you in advance, Lord, for all your many blessings. Now we bind the devil here on earth. You said you bind him in heaven. Oh, God, and we thank you for binding the devil.
So, yes,
and give deliverance, give blessings. And we just praise you again and again. Thank God. We ask all these blessings properly in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And thank you for it. God. Amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of y'all. Good morning to you and to you. All of you, morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, good morning. Good morning to you.
God
bless you. Amen. God bless all of you. And let's speak to the Lord, everybody. He bless you. Come on. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Do you have a praise for him? If you have a praise, won't you get it out in the name of Jesus? Let's give him some praise this morning as we commence this line with praise. If God has done anything for you over the weekend or any days, you owe him a praise. Let's praise him right now. Praise check. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Everybody, all the praises. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God is so good, so kind, so marvelous, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding. We esteem you, Lord. We lift you up, God. We glory in you. Marvelous. Oh, God will bless your holy name. Everybody, everybody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God will bless your holy name. Oh, bless you, bless you, bless your holy name.
Lord,
what a wonderful day to give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All things. Oh, thank you, thank you. You know every step of the way. God, thank you. Bless your holy name. My soul say yes. My heart say yes. My mind say yes. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank
God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Bless God. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. God bless you. You were there today. I hope all the lines are unmuted. Amen. Thank God for you. But those who can't be heard, we want to open the lines to you, give you a praise report in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody have a praise report? Hopefully your line is open. I'm not at the board this morning, but let's see what we have this morning. Anybody have a praise report? The line is open to you.
Pastor Pfeiffer, God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you.
And praise God. I do have a praise report. I am thanking God, thanking God, thanking God. I have been teaching thank you, thank you, thank you here at the church in Kentucky. And just on yesterday in the, after the service, my the message on yesterday was, I will fear no evil. And after the service, a young lady came up and said she had been diagnosed a second time with cancer because they had cleared it out cleared it before, and now she said it has come back, but she refused to go through chemo. And that message was to her: fear no evil, because the sickness is an evil. And she just said she feels that she is healed. And I am thanking God because the Lord knows what we need. And thank God for the revival on last week. Thank God that you have it continuing this week. And I can't wait to hear the next speaker today. In Jesus' name, I thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless everyone on this prayer line. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you.
God bless you. And I appreciate that praise report. We'll have one more, and then our speaker today is Mother Emily Johnson. Amen. We'll have one more praise report, though. Amen. Anybody else want to give a praise report?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Gwen Diggs from St. Louis, Missouri. I just thank God this morning for all his grace and mercy. On last week, I got on the prayer line, and I asked for a prayer for some presentations that I had to give. One was at the clergy breakfast as the keynote speaker, and then I had one at a university, and then yesterday one at a church. All three of those speaking engagements, God was there. And I just thank God for the prayer line. I thank the saints for the prayer, and I thank God for allowing me to do his work.
Wow. Thank God for you. That's Gwen Diggs all the way from St. Louis, Ferguson. God bless you. My name is, I've got the music on. Can y'all hear us? Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
yeah, man. Amen. I want to ask somebody who has that music on. In the name of Jesus. Check your line, everybody. Check your line. If you got music in your house, wake up call. Cut it off. Thank you so much. Amen. We have today, as our guest speaker, a young lady who's been so wonderful to this prayer line.
Press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
We're having a little distractions here this morning. I want all of you to check your line.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
Well, Ambassador Hagen, if you see after that for me, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, the young lady this morning.
Press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
Let's see if we can get that off before we begin.
Hey, someone just came on the line and is not pushing the right signals. If you will hang up and dial back in, that may eliminate.
All right. Thank you so much. And we thank all of you for being on the line. Just check your lines and you know, all those type of things, please. Then I hear some of y'all hollering, get up, get up. You're being heard on the prayer line. All those little things are heard on the prayer line. All right. And so if you would, mute your line, if you would. If you're not speaking, just press the mute button on your line. Otherwise, we would take care of that, but we're not there. But all of you, God bless you. Thank God for a young lady who's been such a blessing to this prayer line. She started with us, amen, and she's been with us ever since. What a marvelous and wonderful blessing. Well, thank God she spoke at Faith Delivers, a church that she's a living founder of, and she was such a great and marvelous blessing on yesterday. It was most... Many of our members went over to be with her, and we just thank God for her and the work that God has used her to do. Her latter days are just about becoming greater than her beginning. Amen. And God has blessed her in such a marvelous way. And we salute you. None other than Mother Edley Johnson, my Lord. It's my mother. She's 94 years old. And I had a praise report, but I'm going to give it at the end today. We're going to release the line to you, Mother Johnson. Are you there?
I am here.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go as the Lord leads you. And you have about 20 minutes. Amen. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, it's up to you. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Mother Ellie Johnson.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I give honor this morning to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to his lovely wife, and to every one of you on the prayer line. I'm just so delighted this morning to be alive. I'm just glad to be a part of this prayer line. This is a day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm glad this morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord is blessing me, and I'm glad about it. I tell you, the Lord met us on yesterday at Faith Deliverance. Praise the Lord, a church that we worked out. Hallelujah. My husband and I and the children worked this church out from the ground. And God knows the Lord met us there here on yesterday in a mighty way. I thank God because the enemy didn't want the message to get through, but God brought it through. And I'm so glad about it. But in this morning, I'm just glad, praise the Lord, for the help of the Lord, because the Lord has been dealing with me for quite some time. I know I won't be on this earth too long, but God is dealing with me concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's so many people is, oh my God, is so far behind and don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, the Lord has been dealing with me to get it out there, because the Holy Ghost is real. It is real. It's the Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord. And some think when I got saved, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was present. But, honey, you got to seek for the Holy Ghost and get everything out of the way that's not becoming to Christ. I'm just so delighted. I want to go to the scripture this morning, Acts 1:5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And the sixth verse, not many days hence. It says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, asked Jesus, saying, Lord, will thou at this time, I can't hardly see my letters, but I'm going to get through here.
That's
at this
right.
time,
yes, sir.
Restore again the kingdom of heaven, of Israel. And he said unto them, it is not for you
mine.
To know that. Somebody see that, read it for me.
Is it not mine to give?
Praise the Lord. It's not, no.
And said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which he has put in thy own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth.
Amen, amen. That's good enough. My God, I'll let you know. If you read it over and over, and you that think that you have received the Holy Ghost and you still claiming it and have never received it, and I tell you, there's so many people that have never received the Holy Ghost. And it's real. It's real. Some is still teaching. That's why the church is in such a condition today as it is, and people going in so many different ways, feel that they can live and do exactly what they want to do, go where they want to go, and play the games they want to play, and still be saved. But I tell you, there's a way, is a separation line. We got to separate ourselves from everything that's not like the Lord. The world got its line, and let us stay on the right side of the street and give God our whole heart, because it's the whole life in Christ Jesus, the best life in the world. You can't live a better life than separating yourself from the world. Some think they can just do what they want to do, go where they want to do, or go where they want to go, and just keep going saying, I'm saved, and never stop to realize that Jesus is coming back again, and they're going to be judged. My God. And if so many are going to think that they're going to meet the Lord, and he's going to say, depart from me. I made you, but I don't know you. You're workers of iniquity. And I tell you, we live in a day that we should give God our whole heart. And honey, there's no better life when you separate yourself from everything that's not like the Lord. Because God is a holy God, and we got to live holy. Oh, hallelujah. Respect. We got to give God respect and live separated from the world. The world is, Satan is on his job 24/7. And I tell you, he's working hard to get every soul that he can. Well, Satan knows he's going to have to go and burn in hell. And he wants to take every one of us with him. And I tell you, it's up to you, hallelujah, it's up to you to lay aside every weight and the sin.
Someone on the line, please,
yes,
please cut
God
that off.
You. They don't use a line. divine curse. God find you and check you out.
And then
my God, Lord, I pray you to find this evil spirit in any way. Cast the devil out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My God, loose your curse, Satan. Go back to the Lord where you come from. God's word is against you. Hallelujah. Give your life to God. Let the Lord come into your life. Let him have first place in your life. And if you don't give your heart to God, God's going to take, Satan's going to take you to hell with him. And you're going to burn in fire and brimstone. My God, I thank God for the life in Christ Jesus. Because the Lord is standing by. He's waiting to hear your cry. He said, 11:28, say, come unto
me. This conference is being recorded.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Hallelujah. It's easy to live saved. It's so light, but you got to have a mind to want to give up everything that's not like the Lord. He's standing by children. He's got his hand stretched out, begging you to come to him. Hallelujah. He knows what you're going through. The Lord knows exactly what you're going through. He can lighten your load if you let him. God is calling you to holiness from all this evil world and to holiness. You that think you can hold, my God, hold on to everything you want to hold on to. The Lord has given me to tell you, hallelujah, let those men go that's in your lives. Because God is a way maker. He'll make a way out of no way. He can take one little dollar and make $100 out of it. Make $1,000 of $100. He got the money in his hand. And if we learn to trust the Lord, just give it up. Stop worrying about what I don't have. And worry about, Lord, I want everything that you have for me. I want to be clean in my heart, in my mind, my life, to give my life to you. God, got everything you need. Everything you need is in Christ Jesus. And he will make a way for you if you'll surrender your will to him. He will not let you down. He said in his word, says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. But you got to want him in your life. You got to surrender your will to God. Forget about these men, because wherever a man is, and if God, he's for you, God can bring him to you. He said to the man, he that finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Not you get out there looking for a man, thinking I can find, oh, that's a good-looking man. That good-looking man might have so many faults to you. When you get him, he give you all the trouble in the world. But, oh, if you let God do it, if he pick him for you, he won't send you somebody going to give you a world of trouble. He'll give you somebody that will love you and somebody will take care of you and go see to you having what you need. God is a good God. He's not dumb. He knows exactly what we're going through. He wants you to put away everything that's not like him and follow him day by day. When you see yourself getting weak on the way, tell the Lord about it. Lord, I want you to strengthen me. Give me power over Satan. Give me power, Lord, that I might live right. I might give you my whole heart and my mind and my soul and my spirit. And if you do that, Lord, you know what I need. You know what I want. And, oh, God, sometimes we want things not good for us. But I tell you, if you give it all to the Lord, he will take care of you. God is a good God. My husband died, he'll praise the Lord, in September the 10th. 1990. And my sister said, I don't know what you going to do. I didn't ever work on a public job. I didn't have no something to lean on after my husband died. But, oh, I tell you, I just leaned on the Lord. He's been gone 24 years, and God has never left me yet. And I thank God. I give my life to God, and I'm still seeking, Lord. I want to follow you all the way, every step of the way. My God, I want the Lord to lead and guide me and teach me and anoint me the more for his service. And, oh, if you live right, honey, God will anoint you for his service. I gone to the service on yesterday. I studied all the week, tried to get a message together. Oh, I tell you, God is an awesome God. He wouldn't let me find a message. He wouldn't give me no message. And I went to church on yesterday without a message. And you might know how frail I was, how afraid I was. Didn't have no message. Couldn't get my mind on what to talk about. But the Lord let me be blank until I came before the people. And when I came before the people, the Lord began to feed my mind and give me something to talk about. I yeah. tell you, and the Lord, not Mother Johnson, but the Lord brought a message, delivered a message to the people. I'm so happy and know that I'm in Christ Jesus. He said he'd never leave me. He didn't leave me yesterday. I praise God for him. Ah, Lord, I thank God for his anointing. And I'm saying to every one of you on the prayer line, set yourself. My God, look back at your life and see if the Lord has filled you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is real. That's where the power comes from. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have the power. And don't fool yourself. The Holy Ghost is a he. It's a he Holy Ghost. And he is wonderful. And he can speak for himself. And I'm from the old school. And I believe from the bottom of my heart that the Holy Ghost will speak when he comes. Some say you don't have to speak in tongues. I believe that's one of the signs of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And if you don't believe that he is speaking tongues, you read Acts 2 and read 1 down through 4. Or you can read the whole chapter. And you can see that the Holy Ghost is real. And he will speak in tongues when he comes. He's going to speak sometime or another. You don't have to speak all day long. But the Holy Ghost will speak for himself. He don't have to have nobody to help him. He don't have to have you to go to school and study French and study all of this Spanish and think that's it. No, he has his own tongues. And he's speaking Spanish. He's speaking French, and he can speak in Spanish and all the other tongues. Hallelujah. All the other ones, he can speak in any of them, because he spoke on that day. And every tongue under the heaven heard that tongues. And he can speak in you. And if you've never spoken in tongues, Holy Ghost has never got a hold of you. I just ask you to seek God. Seek him until you get your life cleaned up, where you won't think no evil. You won't do no evil. You won't even talk about nobody. You find out your life will be much sweeter. Life will be sweeter. And God will use you to his will and glory. And the Holy Ghost will come in and use you to his will. He will speak to you. God bless you, precious heart. I don't know, the Lord just gave me that just since I've been talking. But the Lord is real, and he will use you. Let him use you.
Hold.
Thank you, Jesus. Back in your head, Dr. Johnson.
This line is now off hold.
Thank you so much. Amen. Not at the board where I can get them off. Amen. But thank you. Whoever you are, check your line. You just found out. Put it. Amen. If you would, put that on mute.